Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Enrique Peña Nieto will take over as president of Mexico on December 1st. Nieto is with the PRI, the Institutional Revolutionary Party. For most of the 20th century, the PRI ran Mexico. It was known for its corruption and its dealings with drug lords. But has the PRI changed its ways, as Peña Nieto says, or not? We're joined by Diana Washington Valdez, a journalist and author in El Paso. She covers the politics of the border and joins us from her home in Texas. So, Diana, lay this out for me. Many people feel as though there's a chance Enrique Peña Nieto will do exactly what the PRI did in the old days, reduce crime simply by making deals with the drug lords to conduct their business more quietly.
Well, that's not entirely true, because we've had politicians from all three major political parties in Mexico accused at one time or another of corruption, including collusion with drug cartels. No one has a patent, no political party has a patent on corruption in Mexico.
However, what assurances are we getting from Peña Nieto that he's going to take a completely new tactic with no negotiations with the drug cartels?
I don't know that he can't do that, because in fact, during the Calderón administration, despite the president's efforts to curb corruption and try to reduce corruption within the police force, there were high-level members of his cabinet, security sector that were implicated in deals with the cartels, leaking information, being paid off $500,000 a month just to provide information about the government's campaign. Despite the past efforts that we've seen over the Calderón's administration, we still have a flourishing drug trade.
And we've heard from Enrique Peña Nieto that he's going to appoint a retired general from Colombia to come in and advise him on the strategy in the drug war. What is he hoping to learn from Colombia?
That's a very good question. I guess they want to find out how Colombia fared under the so-called strategy called the Plan Colombia. Very comparable to the Mérida initiative that the U.S. is underwriting. And, you know, what happened in Colombia is what will be required in Mexico. To make a dent in the drug trade, it's going to take years, possibly up to 20 years, to make a difference. And so I guess Peña Nieto is simply indicating he's willing to listen to advisors from the outside. Now, he's got at his disposal anyone he wants to consult with, as any president does, in order to make a difference. But the generational corruption that is systematic in Mexico, it too is going to take maybe two or three generations to remove.
And how are the people on the border feeling? Do they have faith that Peña Nieto can make a change?
I think the people on the border are mainly concerned about economic stability, which is the same thing that the people in all of Mexico want, and because the even bigger problem than drug corruption, as important, is the economic corruption. We may see some social unrest if Mexico does not begin to generate more jobs and lack of opportunities. This is why we have this youth movement uprising right now. Currently, we don't know where that's going yet.
Diana Washington Valdez is a journalist and author joining us from her home in El Paso, Texas. Diana, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.